People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members at Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School on Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Stay tuned, My Dad and Generations is next.
Warning, this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
The world is coming apart, but the good news is we've got the right worldview and a generational vision. It's a killer combination. We bring it together as best as we can on this program every day on this station. My name is Kevin Swanson. Thank you for joining us today. It's Nuts and Bolts Friday. We complain about what's going on across our nation today, academically, morally, spiritually, every other way. But today we put it back together. We give you some nuts and bolts as mothers and fathers to put your homes and our civilization back together. Our Attorney General John Southers, I'm sure you heard this week. Another school shooting in Colorado. It's a matter of when. It's not a matter of if. Arrests are now up in Denver schools, up 16% in 2 years. That's Denver high schools. And the police presence in high schools is greater than ever before. And those of you who grew up in the 60s and 70s, you know that it wasn't that bad in the 60s. It might have been bad in the 60s and 70s, but just multiply it by 10. It's a zoo out there. And now academically, our nation is scoring in the ranks of third world nations in math and science. Here's Bill Gates from Microsoft speaking to American high school teachers. American high schools are obsolete, says Bill Gates. You might as well pack your bags and go home. Quote, our high schools, even when they're working exactly as designed, cannot teach our kids what they need to know today. That's Bill Gates. A 2001 survey conducted by the National Association of Manufacturers found that 32%, a third of companies are complaining their workers have poor reading and writing skills. And that's just the corporations that need readers and writers. A lot of corporations today have their own remedial classes. See, the free market cannot rely anymore on the public high schools to do the job. That's just reality. And meantime, you've got home education. Home education, perhaps the brightest light in America's academic future. Homeschoolers are scoring 22.6 on the ACT, that's last year's scores, compared to a national average of 20.9, a substantial increase over the national average. And a homeschooler in Colorado just took home a $150,000 Boettcher scholarship. Homeschoolers are taking home scholarships. 109 homeschoolers took home national merit scholarships last year. Here's an excellent article on this topic from Reason Magazine, just came out, Reason Magazine. Greg Beto writes an article, Why Corporate Reformers Are Ignoring the Real Revolution in Education. Greg Beto writes, quote, what makes such lack of interest from manufacturers and corporations especially baffling is that theoretically, at least, homeschooling seems to tailor-make to the values and needs of businesses. It's a private, union-free institution in which government plays only a minor role. It's an endlessly customizable approach to education that offers an alternative to the one-size-fits-all limitations of public schools. It produces self-directed individuals who have learned how to acquire new skills without constant supervision or coercion. Incredible. 10 years ago, according to Beto in this article, homeschool students were hardly ever accepted by top universities such as Harvard or Stanford. But today, such events are commonplace. This year, more than 1,000 colleges in the U.S. will consider applications from homeschooled students holding diplomas signed Mom and Dad. Well, today, how to put together a homeschool high school program that will blow the doors off a college admissions department. That's next on Generations, Homeschooling High School and Doing It Well, in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303. This is Kevin Swanson. Let me tell you, I'm planning to use National Driver Training Institute's program for my son, Daniel, because parent-directed driver education has proven to be the most effective training process in the United States. This program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is approved in Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and many other states. Your teenager can start the process at 15 years old and receive his license by 16. This course is recognized by every insurance company in Colorado and approved for home study by the state of Colorado. Programs start at just under $100, and you will have everything you need to create a safe driver for life. Call National Driver Training Institute at 800-942-2050. That's 800-942-2050. Or visit them on the web at nationaldrivertraining.com. Let them know you heard about it right here on Generations. Homeschool, high school. Could we do a better job than the public schools? Bill Gates calls public high schools obsolete. You might as well pack your bags and go home, says Mr. Gates. Anyway, homeschoolers winning Betcher scholarships in the state of Colorado. $150,000 full-ride scholarships going to homeschooled graduates in the state of Colorado. And homeschoolers, according to the recent study by Dr. Brian Ray, three times more likely to get a master's degree. So they go to college. They do go to college, and they do well in college. Today we have Jim Stobaugh on the line with us. Jim has been teaching in public, private, and homeschool for a lot of years. He's homeschooled his own children for the last 20 years. He's written a number of books. He's published books through Brodmann and Holman, a curriculum series for literature. And Jim Stobaugh is on the air with us today. Welcome to Generations, Jim.
Thank you very much.
You know, Jim, let's talk a little bit about the homeschool high school. A lot of folks think that you need to go to a public high school where there are professionals there if your children are going to need to learn to read and write and think. Why is that not a necessity? Why could homeschooling be a good alternative to many families?
Well, the verdict is in. Homeschoolers are dominating almost every standard and college admission test in the country. They have done so consistently over the 4, 5, or 6 years that these scores have been looked at. Especially in the Northeast, I can't speak for the Denver area, but in the Northeast, they're being openly recruited. The United States Military Academy, for instance, and the Air Force Academy, I know in Colorado, have both been very friendly towards homeschoolers. The problem now, if anything, is that it's getting almost too easy, and I'm afraid that people will be homeschooling for the wrong reason. I don't think there's any doubt now that high school as an option for homeschooling is viable. and even advantageous.
Jim, there are drawbacks to the conventional classroom. What can you get in a more informal homeschool environment that can really give you an advantage over the conventional classroom?
Well, after being a tenured public school teacher, I am surprised, frankly, how much easier it is to inculcate learning and other kinds of interventions in the home. The advantages are paramount. And really, what I found with my own home children is the academic area was relatively easy. It was so much more difficult for me in a public school setting to do what I was able to do and much less time and more effectively in a homeschool environment. In fact, it's much more difficult, I'd say, in the primary years than it is in high school. But more important than that, I was able to devote a great deal of time in the areas of character and affective development. And what has happened as a result is there is a massive move of God through homeschoolers and other evangelicals that are beginning to enter the places of influence in this country because of the high school years and the elementary years, but mostly the high school years, where we've been able to develop character and spiritual formation issues along with the academic. And that's a potent combination, Kevin, that combination of the spiritual life and the academic life and both of them being strong. That is when you begin to see significant changes in society and culture.
As it turns out, there's more to a child than a brain. They are a soul created in the image of God. And as you shape that character, the academics are really a byproduct of what you're doing with character, aren't they?
Yes, I would entirely agree, yes.
All right, well, let's get back to academics because we want to spend some time on the how of homeschooling the high school years. One of the things you want is your children to do the basics well. You want them to be able to get the basics in education down, reading, writing, thinking. How do you do that? How do you train them in the basics?
There are such a plethora of great helps, curriculums, support groups, co-ops now that exist in this new century that weren't there when I started in 1985. That's one place. You make sure you're connected with the right group of support. You get a good curriculum, and you devote yourself to the task that you have. Especially in the high school years, you need to have goals. You need to decide what you're going after. First, what is your priority? Character, and I hope, and spiritual formation and academics. And then you need to decide, are you going to prepare your student for college or another kind of goal? But the first thing to do is simply to make sure you know why you're doing it. Make sure that you have the support structure in place, and then proceed.
What do you want your children to be able to do? I mean, let's just say average child. The average child, put calling aside for a moment, what should your average child be able to do at 17 to 18 years of age, Jim?
A 17 or 18-year-old should know how to read well. He should know how to write well. And I know that varies from student to student. He should be able to write a cogent, well, even inspired essay. He needs to be able to read and understand classical literature. He should be able to do arithmetic functions, at least if he's college-bound, through early calculus or advanced math. If he's not, he certainly needs to have consumer math skills. You need academic ability in the area of history, of course, and also in science. But the thing that's most important, and this is what is happening in the homeschool movement in particular, okay, is that students are not only understanding the knowledge, that understanding information is easy enough. What's more important, these young people, many of them are becoming good problem solvers. They're good thinkers. They're able to create and be able to problem solve. I was speaking to a representative of the United States Military Academy. He was telling me how good homeschoolers were making second lieutenants in the Army because not only were they really smart, they were good problem solvers. And apparently in Iraq, there's a need for these problem solvers at the junior officer level. So I believe it's a wonderful thing to watch God prepare young people to be good thinkers, good problem solvers, and that is going to happen in the curriculum and outside of the curriculum in the very home life that's been so critical to our country and I think to civilization.
Jim, you talk to a lot of homeschool parents, a lot of homeschool teenagers. Those that want to attend college, what are colleges looking for among homeschooled students besides a diploma signed mom and dad?
Well, it's interesting. Again, I can only speak, I can speak for the whole country, sort of, but I really know the Northeast. And in the Northeast, when a school hears that a student is homeschooled, immediately he moves to the top of the admission process. I'm talking about West Point. I'm talking about Harvard. I'm talking about Penn State, which has never rejected a homeschooler. And I'm talking about smaller Christian colleges and private colleges. Everybody wants homeschoolers, Kevin. So the best thing to do is just homeschool. However, beyond that fact, families, again, need to give attention to test-taking, because the only objective measurement of the possible performance of a homeschooler in the college environment is a SAT or an ACT score. The diploma, while it's important, is interesting. Let's face it, you've got to have that objective score. So homeschoolers would be well served by doing some sort of organized SAT or ACT preparation experience, because that's what's going to determine college admission and financial aid. The good news is homeschoolers, according to the Wall Street Journal and USA Today, are scoring at least 250 points higher than the average community. That's encouraging, Kevin.
Yes, it is. Now, let's get back to a high school program for the average homeschooler. Now, there's no one-size-fits-all program. We look at my son. I have a 13-year-old son. He's studying Shakespeare with me, some geometry and Greek. He's doing an online logic class with students all over the country, a great professor. This is an online class. He also attends an enrichment program for speech and rhetoric. So there's no one-size-fits-all. You can really mix and match a lot of different alternatives, can't you?
Yes, and in fact, there is so many good options. And really, I always tell my clients and a lot of my students and teachers that the biggest problem with homeschooling is not how to find things to do. There are so many good things to do. In some ways, your success is determined by what not to do, because you almost have to begin to say, well, I can't do all these things. There are just so many good things out there, but through prayer and through reflecting on what God wants for your child, I believe He will guide you in the best path, whether that's a traditional path of a textbook approach, or some people are doing a more Charlotte Mason affective approach, others are doing a classical approach. I've seen all of them work well. But most of us, as you said, Kevin, sort of do a little of this and a little of that, but it's just a wonderful experience, and I'm so glad that we homeschooled our four kids through high school. And I believe that God blessed it, and he's going to continue to do that across this nation.
So at the very least, you want your child to read, write, and think. Now, how you get there may differ for every family, but you want a reader, you want a writer, you want a thinker. But beyond that, Jim, during those teenage years, you want to identify the calling. I mean, when a child is 12 years old, he wants to be fireman and president of the United States, you know. And the
right.
Goal in the teenage years is just narrow that a bit.
Exactly. And I believe that I'm sure all the listeners have heard this. I see every Christian as being a Christian believer who is cleverly disguised as a doctor, as a lawyer, as other professions, as a day laborer, as a housewife, a mom, whatever. We all are believers, and that is our primary calling, Kevin. That is why we are here, and one of the goals has to be in Christian education in the homeschool, especially in these postmodern, post-Christian age in which we live, where we live in such an inhospitable culture. We have to teach our children how to do apologetics, and that is really the bottom line: defending the faith, speaking
yes.
truth and places of deception. And so every homeschool program should have that very strong goal and component, no matter what the outcome is at the end of the day.
Well, of course, that's a biblical mandate. Be prepared to give an answer to every man who asks a reason for the hope that is within you. That's a biblical requirement, and that ought to be on the agenda for a high school program in the teenage years. Now, Jim, we use you quite a bit to speak to audiences in Colorado. We do two high school homeschool seminars each year in the state. What kinds of subjects are you going to talk about at that?
I'll be talking about things like what kind of curriculum to choose. I'm going to be discussing how to do a transcript, what is a diploma, I'll be talking about how to create goals and objectives, and even have a curriculum checklist on how to choose the curriculum that God might want for you. In addition to that, I'm going to give an in-depth discussion about going to college and whether one should choose a secular or Christian and what kind of things are involved in that decision making. I'll be talking about how to prepare the student and of course how to be admitted and how to receive scholarship. But once one is admitted to a college, it's a very useful and practical workshop. I hope folks in the Denver area in Colorado will come out.
And we highly recommend this workshop for any Christian family with a child that's 11, 12 years old, teenager, that will be preparing themselves for college and future life. This is a critical seminar to that end, and Jim Stobaugh will be with us for that seminar. Jim, thank you so much for joining us today on Generations.
Thank you, Kevin. God bless you.
And we'll be back in just a moment, folks, to wrap up this program. We'll tell you how to get involved with this high school homeschool seminar in just a moment. Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average in the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at kevinswanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at kevinswanson.com. Or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a five-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp@reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp@reformationchurch.com. You know, I'm convinced every parent wants the best education possible for their child, so why not check out homeschooling? We hold this homeschool high school seminar in April and August, folks. I encourage you to sign up for this. Anybody who's got a child 11 or 12 years of age or a teenager needs to look into the future of that child by means of a seminar like this, because we talk about college entrance requirements, developing a calling for your child. What will be his focus in those teenage years and after that? SAT testing. Do you know about SAT testing? How about record keeping, transcripts and diplomas, teaching math and science, developing a portfolio, rhetoric, sports options? If you are raising your child to be productive, to be a servant of God in some capacity, in some calling that God has laid upon him, you need to attend this seminar and get equipped. We are bringing in some of the most outstanding authorities on high school to help parents in this challenge. And that includes Jim Stobaugh, the man that we just interviewed. There is a minimal cost for this conference. You can call 877-842-CHECK to sign up, 877-842-CHECK, or on the web, check.org. That's CHEC.org. You can interact with this program by emailing me, Kevin at check.org. I appreciate your emails. I've been getting a number lately. Kevin at check.org. And you can hear this program anytime, anywhere in the world. Doesn't matter where you are. Europe, Asia, America, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. That's kevinswanson.com. Tell a relative, tell a friend somewhere else in the country to tune in to us at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson. And I'm inviting you back again next time as we lay down the vision for the next generation. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in. And that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288. Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2 and the word others, or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.